It is really difficult to express what I feel. I forgot how to do it, how to express the anger, the frustration, the helplessness, the feeling that they have torn a part of your heart out. No, I don't want to tell this story, because those feelings never go away. You just learn to live with them. And when I tell the story, they get intensified. It's like waking up a monster that wants to go hurt those who have hurt us. But I want to tell this story. I just don't know how to begin. I lived through my parents' painful separation. I was betrayed by my partner, who I had given my heart, my body, my soul, my everything. I faced the despair of being an undocumented high school student with a lot of dreams and another chance of going to college. But for me, nothing has caused as much pain as the deportation of my brother. Nothing. I want to tell you about him, but I don't really know how to begin. I wish I could show you my memories, so you could get to know the sweet little boy that I know and love. Then maybe you would understand. Like how in elementary school, he would save his allowance to buy our mom flowers. How when she used to work nights, he would wake her up in the afternoon with a sandwich he had made himself. There are so many things like this that make Luis the sweetest boy I have ever known. I want to tell you his story, a story not many people have heard, of the undocumented students who give up, who lose their light. My brother, Luis Alberto Casas Ibarra, was brought to the U.S. as a little boy of 6. He grew up in Boulder. Boulder was his home, the only home he knew. Told from the beginning he could do anything if he worked hard. He was a really good elementary school boy, an honor roll middle school student. He started out good in high school, too, but suddenly he changed. He didn't want to go to school. He would lock himself in his room in the dark, not wanting to eat, not wanting to come out. I was so afraid he would hurt himself. He started smoking weed and drinking, and he got caught. And what a perfect example of a double standard. A Mexican teenager smoking weed, it's a criminal. A white teenager, or even an adult smoking weed, they're only passing the time. 1 week after turning 18, my brother called me scared and crying. The police had arrested him, and he had many charges and an immigration hold. The only thing I could say to him was, "Sé fuerte, Luis. Aguántate. Y no llores." What happened to my brother? Well, besides the normal teenage craziness, he realized what it meant to be undocumented. Because he knew, we always knew. We just didn't realize the implications that come with it. For us, it meant that no matter how hard you work in high school to get good grades and graduate, it is almost impossible to go to college. We knew because it happened to me. It meant getting treated unjustly by the justice system. We knew because he saw his white citizen friends getting pulled over and arrested for DUIs, but getting off with nothing but probation. While he was getting arrested, getting jail time, and hundreds of community service hours. Not for drinking and driving, but simply for not having a driver's license. Something we couldn't even get. Because we saw our mother work so hard, endless hours, sometimes up to 3 jobs, to keep us a better life. And still, we got called illegal aliens and criminals. Parasites. So yes, my brother made mistakes. He got involved with people who were stealing from houses, but he never went into any house. He didn't steal anything. But he still got charged for it, and he was forced to plead guilty because the lawyer who was supposed to defend him didn't even bother. How stupid we were to believe that lawyer was going to help you. How stupid and ignorant we were to believe the system was just. And the worst part of it all is that after serving his jail time, the main reason he got deported was because he was accused of marijuana possession in Boulder. It is so hard to talk to you about Luis because I'm afraid you're thinking, he committed a crime, tough luck, he deserves to be deported. We don't want more criminals in our country. But how many of you at the age of 18 made mistakes? Think about it. How many of your sons, brothers, sisters, cousins, nephews, did something stupid as teenagers and got in trouble with the law? How would you feel if for that crime they were sent away forever to a dangerous city in a country they didn't even know, to lose everything and everyone they love? Does that crime equal the punishment? Is that justice? Tell me, is that justice? How can they deport people without caring at all? Why are we criminals for fighting for a better future for our children? They will say that the crime is how we do it. Why do they not come here legally? Well, the answer is simple. There's no way for poor people like us to enter legally into this country. If there were a way, thousands of people would not have died trying to achieve a dream, trying to improve their lives and the lives of their families. The majority of the people who cross the border of Mexico and the United States are hardworking people. People that do not give up. People who risk their lives to improve the lives of their families. Do you believe in destiny? Do you believe in fate? Or destiny was to be born fighters? Or fate was to be born poor in a country where people have to suffer hunger, and no matter how much we work, we stay hungry? Your fate was to be born in the United States. And maybe, to your advantage, your fate was to be born white. After spending 6 months shut in a cell, my brother was kicked out of this country, thrown out into the streets of what was considered the most dangerous city in the world. A city he had never been to, where he knew no one. Those were days of madness and frustration. Days of feeling unable to breathe. Then I heard his voice on the phone saying he was okay. He was far away, but he was alive. He was sad, desperate, and lost. But he had not been kidnapped, raped, killed. He was alive. Luis, I am sorry. I am sorry I couldn't do anything to help you. I am sorry you are not with us. I'm sorry you had to go through all that when you had just turned 18. I am mostly sorry because I did not live with you.